This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you could eliminate one moment in the history of sports, what would that moment be? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. You want to go first or second, John?
I'll defer to youth.
Okay. Appreciate that. That's going to be your new mindset. I like where your head's at. My one moment that I would want to eliminate was a moment that actually provided me with the shingles virus. I got shingles after this happened. I actually gave my roommate chicken pox because apparently he didn't have any friends in kindergarten and never had it. But this is my one moment I would eliminate over the course of sports history. I can't believe I'm even playing this. I'm throwing up in my mouth just in anticipation of this sound clip.
One timeout left here for Texas Tech. 8 seconds.
Second down now. Deep strike, got the big man, Crabtree pulls free, and touchdown, Red Raiders with a second to go.
Hey, Earl Thomas, what the hell are you doing? I've seen you play football for like almost 2 decades now, and I still, every time I freaking have to watch that, every season whenever Texas plays Texas Tech, I have to watch that freaking play, I still wonder what in the hell was Earl Thomas doing?
He's a great player, man.
Not on that play. All he had to do was stay in front of him. He was going to tackle him as time expired. I don't know what Earl Thomas was doing. That's my one play right there. Graham Harrell to Michael Crabtree. I still don't.
I think incredible.
I've moved past it. I've moved.
Have you?
And by the way, Mack Brown. Do we really have to snap the ball with 19 seconds left on the play clock when you're inside the 10-yard line? Like, really? Like, honestly, like, you're going for the lead. You're undefeated. Mm-hmm. You're the number one team in the country. You rallied from behind. Jordan Shipley scored a touchdown on punt return. Probably was a block in the back, if we want to be fair. And you're snapping the ball with 19 seconds left on the play clock to allow them to score with 1 second left. I've moved on now.
Yeah, but you're over it.
I'm done.
Yeah, I can tell. Over it. It's very, very obvious that you are.
I've moved past it. It's don't even need to talk about it.
The year was 1979. All right? Thomas A. Edison High School, San Antonio, Texas. One of the greatest seasons that fine high school has had. 9 wins, 0 losses. Number one in the city. Number something in the state. Playing San Antonio Wheatley, really, really good team. Wheatley and winning late in the fourth quarter. Wheatley High School has a tackle named, I think it's Kevin Flowers, Derek Flowers, something like that. Ended up playing it at SMU. Running back named Arnold Roland, something like that.
What the hell?
Really good running back. Ended up playing college football as well.
What channel was this on?
Listen, I'll tell you. It's on the John P. Lopez channel. So they have 4th and 1, 4th and 2, late in the game. I'm lined up in front of Flowers on the defensive side, 4th down. We all shoot gaps to the right, trying to force something to happen. My buddy Mark Pavlowski right behind me comes right behind me. I grab legs. He goes high. Roland hits the ground, elbow on the ground. And as he's in the big scrum of people there, had we won that game, we win an outright district championship. Had we lost, we still tie for the district championship. But this is an era, Landry. This is an era in which giving everybody juice box playoff appearances. One team per district. This is back when men were men. Only one team per district would go to the playoffs in Texas high school football. So we could go 9-1, but we had to win to go 10-0 and go to the playoffs. All right? He hits the elbow on the ground. Kind of bear army crawls into the end zone. Referee raises their hand. We lose by 3 points. And we don't go to the playoffs despite being the top team in the city and at that to that point.
I've had some guys on good authority that were there
what
that
authority?
Say the elbow
I was there.
Not down. Yeah, but they say the elbow was not down.
I'm telling you, I saw it. It was right in front of me.
You know what you sound like right now? This is exactly what John Lopez sounds like right now. Going back in high school football.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah, if coach would have put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things would have been different. I'd have gone pro in a heartbeat. I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate.
That's you.
No, I'm not that guy.
That is your life.
I'm just...
Oh, you're not?
I'm just messing with you.
You're not?
No, I'm not that guy.
Okay, well, when people are disagreeing on the text line, by the way, 713-572-4610. This is a good one right here.
Mm-hmm.
4875. Schaub injury
the
in
Liz
2011.
Frank injury?
The Liz Frank injury, because he wonders what the Texans could have done in the playoffs.
That's
had
true.
Matt Schaub been healthy in 2011. That was their best shot at making a run, and it just, as soon as your quarterback gets hurt, it just comes shattering
down. I can go play after play seriously now. I was just kind of messing with you there. But
no, you were serious.
Referee makes the right call for Mike Renfro. Oilers beat the Steelers, one of the greatest teams in the history of the game. Oilers would win the Super Bowl, for sure. But a listener brought this one up, and I think there's not a better example nor a better butterfly effect example than this. 1986, Houston Astros are waiting. They're in a hell of a game in Game 6. Against the New York Mets. Ends up going 16 innings because they gave up 3 runs in the 8th by putting in, I think, Bob Nepper or somebody like that to the Mets. Mets tie it. Ends up going, I mean, Billy Hatcher hits his home run. Mets end up winning in 16 innings. Had the Astros won that game, they would have won Game 7 because Mike Scott was scheduled to pitch Game 7, and Mike Scott was completely untouchable by the Mets and by anybody that year. I mean, he clinched the division championship with a no-hitter against the Giants in the Astrodome. And then they win Game 7. So that's one butterfly effect. The Mets don't win.
This is the most interesting
this
one.
This is the most interesting one. There is our discussion right now would be completely different because there is no Bill Buckner error.
Wow.
Because that happened with Mets and Red Sox in the ensuing World Series. Bill Buckner would have passed away and been remembered so fondly after so many great moments back at Fenway Park. Because other than being ostracized from Fenway Park, there would have been no error. He would have been remembered as an all-star, as a batting, a 22-year veteran, an icon in Boston. The butterfly effect of the Astros losing that game changes the narrative for the Red Sox, the Mets, obviously him, Bill Buckner, and the Astros might have won their first World Series.
That'd be crazy. I couldn't imagine watching baseball without seeing that Bill Buckner play. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it so many times over the course of my life. I couldn't imagine that. 713-572-4610. We're eliminating one moment in sports from our lifetime. Let's go to Loophole Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, man? Week 8, if I'm not mistaken, fourth quarter against Miami. Deshaun Watson goes deep for Will Fuller and he comes up with a torn ACL.
Oh.
If that doesn't happen, the Texans are the Super Bowl champions. We were getting on the road, putting it all together. He is the most important part to that offense after Deshaun Watson.
That's interesting.
I don't know about Super Bowl, but they would have been a whole different. It would have been a whole different story. A lot of people saying Chris Paul hamstring last year.
That is, that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've kind of convinced myself that the Warriors would have found a way to win, especially after what we saw this year. Maybe it's unfair to connect the two because Chris Paul was playing at a higher level and the Rockets were probably a little bit better team. But I've convinced myself just based on the fortitude that the Warriors showed this year in Game 6
mm-hmm.
that they would have found a way to win even if Chris Paul had been healthy. But that's just the fluid situation that I'm dealing with right here. The Will Fuller injury was a tough one, though, because we know how good Deshaun Watson is with Will Fuller. Second best passer rating, receiver quarterback duo, but between those two, I don't know if they won a Super Bowl, but The offense is definitely a little bit better. I'll put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
They damn sure score more than 7 points against the Colts.
Yeah.
I can promise you that with Will Fuller.
No doubt. And Texter, actually, you know, the Loopholes and myself are on the same vibe because this is a play that I was also going to refer to from years back.
And Walker, as he made the tackle, had only the one leg to grab, and apparently Bo Jackson, shaken up a bit, has not gotten to his feet as yet. That was a 34-yard run by Jackson, who does not appear to be seriously injured and gets a big hand from this crowd. What a player.
And it was not minor injury. It was a career-ending injury. And I'm convinced that as much as you can have these sports arguments that are fun, you know, who's the greatest basketball player ever? You can argue all you want. Wilt, you know, Michael, LeBron. Who's the greatest hitter ever? You can argue that all you want. You can argue anything you want. I think it would have been inarguable that the greatest athlete in our history would have been Bo Jackson had he not suffered that injury. I think it would be a Hall of Famer in the NFL and a Hall of Famer in Major League Baseball.
Second best athlete to John Lopez of San Antonio High School, apparently, since this is the Al Bundy, Touchdown Bundy, John Lopez extraordinaire. I can't believe you did that still.
I did that for your sake.
I mean, no, you didn't. You really, I could see your lip quivering as you're telling the tale about you missing the tackle that cost y'all the game. I really want to find this tape.
First of all, I didn't miss the tackle.
I want this tape. Can we call your high school during the break?
We need to get that tape. It's in black and white, yeah, but it's there, clear as day.
I want to see this tape because I got a feeling that his elbow wasn't down.
No, it was down.
I got a feeling it wasn't. I think this might be a fishing tale with John Lopez. You're on In the Loop. Eliminate one moment in the history of sports. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh. 1980 Astros Mets. I think it was the bottom of the eighth. He's on a sacrifice fly. Wallen left too soon.
Oh, I remember that.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
I love when the OGs weigh in. Man, the 80s Astros. You want to talk about some heartbreak?
Dude, 86 was just killer.
86, people were talking about up till 2017 when they finally won the World Series.
What about Fi Slamma Jamma?
Fi Slamma Jamma, Jimmy V running around, acting a fool, looking for someone to hug.
What, he turned a shot into a bucket.
What was Hakeem doing there? We talked about Earl Thomas against Texas Tech. What the hell was Hakeem doing?
Yeah, he was way out of the lane.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
That was Hakeem, not Hakeem.
Yeah, it was Hakeem back then.
That was a little bit before. Yeah. Jimmy V just running around. Some people hate Jimmy V because of that.
How can you hate Jimmy V? I mean, obviously it hurt.
You're a U of H fan.
Yeah, it hurt, but how can you hate him?
I don't know. He cost your team a championship.
Well, I mean, I get being, you know, it hurting, as I mentioned, but Jimmy V, that's no reason to hate him.
He cost your team a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you hate most in sports over the course of your life?
Ooh.
Over your emotional fanhood, who do you hate the most, J-Lo?
Probably something when I was a kid, like middle school, high school.
Yeah, who?
Probably Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Really?
Yes. Because I grew up in San Antonio, so I watched, you know, Artis Gilmore and the Spurs and George Gervin, you know, winning 3 scoring titles, 4 scoring titles, whatever it was, and always getting to the championship, the conference championship, but then losing to the Lakers. So probably Jabbar. I like Magic. It was kind of a love-hate thing with the Lakers because I loved Magic, but I hated Jabbar.
I hated Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
I like Peyton Manning.
He made football look so nerdy. All that pointing and screaming and... He made Madden a pain in the ass to play, too. Those of you that grew up in the Madden era, mm-hmm. whenever you play him in Dynasty mode, they made it so realistic that he would take the play clock all the way down, pointing and running around barking. That's why I hated Peyton Manning.
Barking?
Omaha, whatever the hell that is. Will, you're on In the Loop. Eliminate a sports moment.
All right. 2012, Houston Texans season. I think it was 2012. Not positive on that. We start out 2-0. Comeback victory against the San Diego Chargers. Brian Cushing interception, return for touchdown. Week 2, overtime against Tennessee. DeAndre Hopkins scoring in overtime. One of his first highlights of his career. Week 3, if Matt Schaub does not throw that pick 6 to Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
With one shoe off, we win that game. Changes the whole trajectory of the entire season.
I love that.
The Texans were... That was 2011, I believe. Or was it 13?
I think it was 2013.
Yeah, it was 13 is what it was.
I think he's talking about 2013, because I know 2013 was when Kush got that interception.
Yeah, yeah, it was 13 is what it was. Well, now he skipped the game in between there because they played Baltimore at Baltimore, and that was another pick six. So it was already rolling, you know, with the pick sixes with Schaub. So I don't know if they, because they only won two games that year, as it turned out. I think he's conflating number 2012 and 2013.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's been a rough patch for us Texans fans. Yeah. Keith, you're on In the Loop. Eliminate a sports moment.
I would eliminate the quarterback sneak with Matt Schaub against the Buccaneers in the 2011 season.
That's where he got hurt.
The Liz Frank injury. Yeah. Quarterback sneaks will get you hurt.
Savage. That's Tom Savage.
It tends to happen. Yeah, well, I don't think that one hurt quite as much as that one. You know one that I have that I think is – some people think this is far-fetched, but I 100% believe this.
What's that?
100% believe this. What's like, I believe this from the bottom of my heart. I was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
2009 Rose Bowl, Alabama versus Texas.
Okay.
And it's not Colt McCoy getting hurt. I'm not eliminating Colt McCoy getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But after Colt McCoy got hurt, with the Longhorns up 3-0,
right,
they ran the ball inside the 5-yard line. DJ Monroe ran a reverse inside the 5-yard line.
Right.
He got pushed out of bounds at the 2. So it was second and goal from the 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mac freaking Brown and Greg Davis ran a hurry-up offense with a freshman quarterback playing his first game, and they got an illegal procedure.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it took him back to the 7, and they ended up having to kick a field goal to go up 6-0. I think if they hadn't rushed to the 2-yard line, they would have just ran it in 3 times. They would have won that game. Alabama wasn't overcoming a 10-point lead.
They weren't as good as Alabama.
I will take that to my grave.
Thank you. They were not as good as
they
Alabama.
They weren't as good as Alabama.
They were out in the building already hating.
Seriously, come on.
That
you thought
year they
UT,
were.
You thought UT could have beat Alabama.
That
Come
year
on.
They could have.
UT does not have the genetic makeup to beat Alabama.
That year they could have. You're not drawing me offside this early, man. Maybe a couple segments in. Shane, you're on In the Loop. Stanford Route in the building, by the way. One of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do it and one of the biggest haters you've ever seen. Shane, eliminate a sports moment. Go ahead.
The Buffalo Bills kickoff recovery in the second half against the Oilers.
Oh, yeah.
Sparked the comeback. I believe if the Oilers, if they don't get that, the Oilers win that game. And I still believe to this day, if the Oilers win that game, they go to the Super Bowl, and we still have the Houston Oilers in Houston.
Everything you talk about, another great butterfly effect there. But no, that kickoff is often, you know, everybody talks about Frank Reich and, you know, the hurry up offense, not being able to kill time off the clock.
Don Beebe going out of bounds.
Don Beebe, but that kickoff coverage was big time.
Don Beebe, Charlie Hustle. Kevin. Eliminate a sports moment.
What about Mario Elie's kiss of death that took us en route to the Rockets' first championship?
Well, you don't want to eliminate that.
You want to eliminate that?
I texted. No. Go. Oh, I'm sorry. I texted
yes.
you. What about your, as a fan or as a player, or maybe both, if you could eliminate one sports moment?
Stanford.
Change the course of history.
If I could eliminate one sports moment, it would have to be Chris Bosh's rebound, kicking it out to Ray Allen in that corner pocket. And J-Lo, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
A part of me died that day.
They were putting the rope up around the court.
I was literally sitting courtside, me and my girl, right beside the Spurs owner. Literally right beside the Spurs owner. They were miking him up.
Oh!
They were roping off the courtside seats and all that. They were already bringing the trophy out of the tunnel, miking him up. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and we see, okay, LeBron James misses that three-pointer like he always does in crunch time. Chris Bosh gets the rebound. You see Ray Allen backpedaling to that corner pocket. He kicks it out to him, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then pretty much the rest was history. They went ahead, tied it up, went to overtime, won the game, then went to game 7 in Miami against LeBron at home. Game 7.
That ain't going to happen.
You don't want to play against LeBron at home.
That ain't
going to
happen.
That was the game when the headband fell off. LeBron's headband fell off, and he wasn't insecure about his hairline for about one quarter and didn't go too well for Stanford Route.
But how about as a player?
But as a player, ooh, that's a tough one. As a player, eliminating a sports moment. Man, you guys are going to have to give me a little bit more time on that.
As a
player?
We'll come back to that.
We've got plenty of time, Stan.
But I will say this. That was what made that not as bad, that moment, 2013. Because
in
2014, we came back with a vengeance, and we decided we weren't even going to play around with them. Got them up out of there in 5 games, and we literally made one of the players on the Miami Heat run home. We beat them so bad.
Congratulations on that, Stanford. Stanford Rout, NFL veteran in the building, one of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do it. Romeo Crennel has concerns about Justin Reed. Are those concerns valid? And what are the myths in regards to years? We'll explain next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.